Just been asking everybody, how do you all get the offense back on track after the shutout last week?
We're just going back to work. You know, we got a lot of areas to improve on. You know, we understand we've been struggling. I understand that starts with me. But we're looking at every facet. You know, we've changed stuff up throughout this stretch. Haven't gotten it done, though. So we're continuing to just work better in every area. Definitely think it starts with protecting the ball first and foremost. After we can do that, well, we've got to keep improving both the run and pass game.
Coach, the balance, getting that, how do you try to get that back? And how could you, you know, maybe that help you out moving forward?
Oh, that's huge. You know, it's balance is a huge thing that I think equates to wins and losses. It's not just, but you got to be playing the right way to do that. You know, you got to stay on the field. You got to move the chains. You got to score points. And usually when you can do that, it is a little bit more easy to stay balanced. We had a tough time last week doing it. Tried too early in the game. And obviously the more it got out of hand, the harder that was to do. But we know when we've won games and when we've been out at our best, we've been balanced. And usually that is pretty evident with most teams. You know, it takes pressure off people. You don't have to put it on one side, whether it's on the line, the quarterback. Make the defense defend the whole field and makes things a lot easier.
The strive for balance obviously includes a lot of Devontae Freeman. Looking at the stats, his four 100-yard games all came in the first seven. His nine rushing touchdowns all came in the first six. So that seems to be an obvious key is to make him again the, you know, that kind of successful player. Last week was obvious when you fall behind early that it takes off that part of the game plan. But
right.
How do you reemphasize?
We've been emphasizing it all year, but you got to get better at stuff. You know, you got to run block well when they are playing 8-man fronts and making it tough to run. You do have to throw the ball and you loosen people up. And then when you hurt people in the pass game, it makes the run game easier again. So, yeah, it'd be easy if you can just go out and say, hey, let's run the ball. That's the answer to winning. But also the way you get the run game going is to get the pass game going too. You got to make defenses defend both. If you become one dimensional, defenses are too good. It makes it easy for them. So, it's getting the run game going will be a lot easier if we get the pass game going, and vice versa. When you get both those things going, that's when you have the defense on their heels and you're making them defend the whole field, numbers to numbers, and that's when your offense gets in the best rhythm. And I think that was our key to success at the beginning of the year. And I think you guys have seen we've struggled to get in that rhythm for a while now. So, not going to let up. Going to keep working at it.
When the run game isn't working the way you'd like, that obviously hurts the play-action passing game in particular. Is it possible to make adjustments in the passing game other than relying on play-action when the run game's not working?
Yes, I think that's what we've been doing the majority of. But when you aren't doing as much play-action and you're doing more drop-back, that becomes a tough world too. So I think that's been, you know, one of the things we've done more lately is a little too much drop-back because we haven't been as balanced. So you don't get as much play-action, as much keepers and stuff. And when you make it a drop-back world, it's tough sledding. It's tougher on the line. It's tougher on the quarterbacks. It's a little bit tougher on everybody. So we need to get back to that balance so then you can open up more play-action, more keepers, and get all your parts of your passing game.
Would that would point to the 5 sacks, 11 hits last week? You had to drop back, you got behind, and the line was just stressed at that point.
Well, yeah, I think anytime you go against really anyone in the NFL, if you become one-dimensional, people are very hard to block. When you go against an extremely talented defense, especially on their defensive line, and you get in a game where you're throwing the ball too much, it's going to put a lot of pressure on your O-line, and that's what happened last week, and it's your goal to stay out of that. You know, it's going to be tough when you do that, and you get into a game like that, it's kind of hard to stay out of it, though.
I might have missed it. Did we talk about throwing the ball down the field more? Are y'all able to do that, or some of the issues with that?
No, it's something that we always look for, work on it throughout the week. The opportunities we had in the game, we just didn't get. You know, we've struggled to connect on them, and a lot of times when you do try to go down the field, you always don't get the right coverage either. So it's something we did better at earlier in the year, but we definitely struggled at that the last month or so. And it's tough to score points when you don't get big plays. And whether you're moving the ball or not, you know, it makes it a lot easier when you can score from outside the red zone, and that's something we've struggled with a lot lately, and I think that's shown in our lack of points.
I know it was, you know, near the end, but were you able to tell anything from the Renfrees play or his opportunity, or that was just...
Which one?
Sean Renfrees got some action there. We haven't seen him in the real game.
Yeah, it was good for him to get in, and I know it was his first action. You know, he came in a tough situation, but, you know, he was able to throw a couple screens and hang in there. You know, got hit a couple times, got in some tough fourth and longs, third and longs, but wasn't the most fun situation for him to be thrown in, but it was definitely a good experience, and it's good stuff to work with him, going forward.